Welcome to this Knox College podcast, featuring the sounds and voices of the Knox community.
I'm very glad to join you today in honoring Marjorie Rosen Krauss, but I must admit to a certain amount of frustration. Harold Brown made it very clear to us that we're not supposed to engage in extemporaneous remarks, and I've been given to suspect that there is a sniper somewhere in the audience if we do that. I do want to say that there's one thing that I have found frustrating about these events over the years, and that is that there is so much more to know about the honorees that we have here than are captured in the formal documents that we read. And I think that's been true over the years, and it's certainly true today. That said, Marjorie Rosen Krauss attended Knox for 2 years and transferred then to American University, where she received her Bachelor of Arts degree in political science. No, political science, success, kind of goes hand in hand, and public law. She went on to earn a master's degree in the same university. Marjorie founded her first communications consultancy in 1984. As one of the first female chief executives in a consulting firm, Marjorie is a pioneer in the industry. Through several iterations, the one office firm is today APCO Worldwide, one of the largest privately owned communication and public affairs firms in the world. Headquartered in Washington, D.C., APCO has 25 offices worldwide, including offices in the Americas, the Middle East, Africa, Asia, and Europe. The firm specializes in business consulting for major multinationals, foundations, and governments, including 7 of the top 10 companies on Fortune's Global 500. APCO employs around 450 worldwide and is widely recognized for its employee-focused culture and dedication to attracting and retaining the best talent in the industry. Prior to starting APCO, Marjorie assisted in the creation and development of the Close-Up Foundation, a political and education program for high school students and teachers that is sponsored in part by the United States Congress. Each year, more than 20,000 students, teachers, and other adults take part in Close-Up's programs in Washington, D.C. Marjorie has received many professional awards from the business and communication industries during the 2000s, including the 2006 Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year for Greater Washington, the 2005 Lifetime Achievement Award by PR News, the 2005 Top Women Business Builders by Fast Company, and in 1998, the Washington Businesswoman of the Year by ABC's Washington, D.C. affiliate. In addition, APCO has been recognized by its peers by being named the PR Agency of the Year in 2006 by PR Week. Marjorie serves on the Board of Trustees for American University and has spent countless hours serving on advisory boards for various organizations, including the Close-Up Foundation, the Institute for Public Relations, the Public Affairs Council, and the Terry Sanford Institute of Public Policy at Duke University. She has authored numerous articles in the field of public affairs management, corporate reputation, and has been a guest lecturer throughout the world. In 22 years, Marjorie has taken her one-person business to the top in the world. In a business that is perceived by some in the outside world to be spin, Marjorie Krauss is recognized as an ethical business person, a true innovator, and an excellent employer. I'm honored to present Marjorie Krauss for the 2007 Alumni Achievement Award for her accomplishment in business and public affairs.
Well, I didn't get the message about no extemporaneous remarks, so if there's a sniper in the room, I'll duck. But I do want to thank you for this great honor. I totally agree that there's very few honors in life that are more meaningful than being honored by those that you respect and that you love, and Knox is certainly that institution, and so this is a very cherished award, and I appreciate the spirit behind it and the recognition that it represents. I wanted to, you know, tell you a little bit about not only what Knox meant to me, but how I got here, because I think, you know, it probably says a lot about all the things that are valued about Knox culture and everything else, about taking a risk and taking a chance on people. But I came here without a high school diploma. I came here after my third year of high school. I'm from a very small town in New Jersey. a mining town, and my school was K through 12 in one building, not one room, but one building. And by the time I was a junior, I felt I had exhausted the opportunity. And my father, I'm first generation American, but my father came here for before he went to the war for a little while, and had really loved Knox. It really meant a lot to him, and it was his first taste for anybody in our family to go to school. So I grew up knowing something about Knox. And luckily for me, the admissions officer at the time was somebody who knew my dad and respected him and heard my story, heard me out, and accepted me for who I was at the time and for the fact that I was only 16 and I didn't have a high school diploma. And so I came to Knox, and I have to say that a lot of the things that have led me to be successful in my life were skills that I learned here. And the only thing that took me away from Knox is my husband of 40 years, Steve, who's back there, because he was in school in Washington. And so eventually we got married while I was still in school and I moved to Washington. But I think, you know, when I think back on my years at Knox, I think the most important thing, and this is especially for the students, I think there's no more important education than basic values. I think it's the values that are your guiding principles in life. And if you are well-grounded in what those are and in the ability to articulate, communicate, and stand for those values, everything else really follows. And it's not so much what you do in life, but how you do it. And I think that's maybe the best lesson that I learned here. And, you know, I think there were a lot of things mixed in that package. Self-reliance, and certainly that was reinforced here. And my mother always said, where there was a will, there was a way. And so every day that I got up and I thought I couldn't do it, you know, I came in and sat next to the people who were the majors in science or in math, and my skills improved alongside of them, even though that wasn't my field. I think I really learned respect for people who were different than I was, not only because of the diversity that was spoken about before, but you know, I came from a small town in the East, and there were a lot of stereotypes about people from the East versus the Midwest and everywhere else, let alone the world. And so I think that was a guiding principle. And then I think I really learned to write at Knox. And that is a skill that has served me well, not just because I run a communications firm and communications is at the heart of everything, but really because it's the way you unleash what's inside and what you're thinking in ways that inspire, motivate, and educate other people. And so I think that that was a really important part of the success here. And so, you know, and just one other thing I thought about when I was sitting here was when we're talking about liberal arts education. One of the great opportunities I've had in my life is that I've gotten to meet a lot of very famous people, first with the Close Up Foundation, which has to date brought almost a million students and teachers to Washington to have them learn about government and politics. 35 years later, I'm still on the board. I'm still passionate about what I built, and I still use kind of whatever influence I have to help because I think it's been important. But my passion for political science and political socialization started with John Houston, a professor here of many years, and it was his class that converted me from a theater major to a political science major. And although this is like before Ronald Reagan, I guess I could have mixed the two careers, but I wasn't really, didn't know that at the time. But anyway, so sitting here, just one last thing, you know, thinking about this. And one of the people that I got to know over the years really, really well was Hubert Humphrey. And one of the things he always said was that experts are on tap, not on top, in a democratic society. And I think if you ever think about the value of liberal arts and the value of a broad education, I think it's about really this idea that, you know, you don't have to be expert in everything. And I get back to the idea of values. And so I thank all of you, and I thank Knox for the kind of start it's given me in my career and for the capacity it's given me to keep climbing new mountains. So thank you very much.
This has been a podcast of Knox College. For more information on podcasts, news, events, or other activities at the college, visit us online at www.knox.edu.